Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been we've run the gamut here this evening, but it's been a lot about kind of, you know, dissatisfaction with countries and corporations. You're currently talking about a faction of Anonymous kind of vowing to take down Facebook on November the 5th, which is Guy Fawkes Day.
That's right.
You know, made famous from or made famous here in the United States by, from the V from a Vendetta movie. And I think that Anonymous has really taken, you know, the Guy Fawkes thing and ran with it to some extent. And it's interesting. Now, I have yet to come to the conclusion that Facebook is evil. You know, they're selling your information here and there, but giving it to them.
Yes, that's right.
I mean, you know, if that's your real birthday online, there's a few identifying factors of you in life. One is your face, your fingerprints, your birthday, your Social Security number, driver's license. I mean, you've got a few of these things. Don't give people that information. I you know, you put your birthday on Facebook, really?
I do.
I don't. Not me.
Yeah, I'm not really worried at all. I know that the information I put on Facebook can be used for, you know, all sorts of data mining purposes, but I'm really not. I don't live in fear of Facebook or the government or much of anything, to be honest. But getting back to Anonymous, there is some point I wanted to make about that. Yeah, as I mentioned from that article, we had talked about an article in which Anonymous or factions within Anonymous want to kill Facebook. Now, the idea of Anonymous is that everybody is anonymous. This is to say that
they're anonymous to each other.
Well, no. From this standpoint, okay. I'll make it simple. Like Mark,
you don't need to.
You have this sort of idea. You know of someone who is restricting the communication of people and censoring people and basically not, you know, hurting some rights in some fashion, and you are upset about it. So you can take your anger and channel it into a anonymous type message in which you can make an anonymous, you know, video. They have a certain style to their videos, and you can make one of those yourself. And you can, you know, try to do it completely anonymously and put your own idea into that video and then put it out there on the internet. Now, if people buy into your idea, if they like your idea or find it valuable, then yes, you'll have people that pursue that idea, whatever it may be. And in the same respect, if people don't find your idea valuable or they don't want to put their weight behind it, they won't. So That I think is the cornerstone of what a lot of Anonymous is. Now there are people who claim to be some leadership and whatnot, and certainly there are people who have more pull than others. But at the same time, anybody can purport an idea.
Well, you know, one thing that I've liked about Anonymous up to this point is they've generally stood against tyrannical organizations. For sort of, you know, they've stood for transparency, they've stood for communication, they've stood for freedom. And here with this Facebook thing, now I don't, obviously, as you said, it's not all anonymous, but it's not anonymous, it's some faction within Anonymous or whatever. They're making decisions for people. Facebook is bad for you people, and we're going to take care of it for you. Well, you know, Facebook's the number two website on the internet for a reason. People like it.
Right.
And to take away something that they consider bad for them, you know, this is only the nanny state as far as I'm concerned. They're running their new nanny state and they're deciding what is good for you and what's not good for you. And I don't like that.
No, but you see, the response has been that a large number of Anon have decided not to pursue this because
they
have your point of view, and it might just deflate and turn into nothing.
Good. I think it's really interesting, though. We'll get back to it, but we got to Justin in West Virginia. Justin, you listening on WVTS?
I am listening.
Excellent.
Okay, so, Mark, I understand you are a Quaker, are you not?
That is correct. I am a Quaker.
Okay, so you guys are pretty big into farming and stuff, so you're probably familiar with the term hotbed.
I don't know what hotbed means. You really can't judge me based on Quakers because I'm only a relatively recent convert. I guess I've been one for a couple of years now. We do have our own gardens at my house, and we have grown some of... interestingly, yesterday, my wife made a salad and said, everything you're eating is from our garden. That's an unusual meal from us. For us, I mean, often we buy food from co-ops and other local farmers and things. Not that we're farmers, people that have real farms. We've got some several garden beds. But yeah, go on.
Well, I mean, it's the reason I'm calling is I listened to the show last night, and a hotbed. It's a pretty simple concept. It's you dig a hole, and again, this is a garden you can grow in the frost. By the way.
Okay.
You dig a hole about 3 foot down, and however many foot wide you want to dig it. You put 1 foot of horse manure because horse manure retains heat. Right?
Okay.
And then another foot of topsoil, and then you plant your seeds. You put a metal mesh over top of it with a sheet of straight metal.
Okay.
Whenever the sun comes out, you lift up the top sheet of straight metal, and you let the sun hit the, earth or whatever, and the horse manure retains the heat, and that allows you to, grow during the frost.
Interesting. Well, I'm just wondering here, thinking about hand digging something like this is...
No,
in New Hampshire, I don't know what it's like up there, but going 3 feet deep, however wide,
through the frost is difficult.
Well, not through the frost. You'd do this during the warmer season, but that'd be it's a lot of horse manure and it's a lot of digging.
Again, this is something you use in the time of a crisis, or if you're into agriculture, you use it.
Wouldn't it be easier just to put together some PVC pipes, make your own greenhouse, and wrap it in some plastic? I mean, I'm not being a jerk. I really just, this is what my question is.
Well, I learned this from my grandfather who grew up in Appalachia.
It must have value, right?
Oh, absolutely. Because, like I said, my grandfather, he came from a huge family in Appalachia, in northern West Virginia. And, they relied on canning for their, to eat for the whole year.
That's canning is a skill that has nearly disappeared in the United States. I mean, fortunately, YouTube exists.
It has not disappeared because my wife and I. I mean, I'm 26. She just turned 21 here recently, and we started a garden. We started canning and all that. It's really not that hard.
Where'd you learn the skill?
Well, go to a hardware store, look for a ball handbook on it. BALL.
Yep. Okay.
And, it walks you through it from front to back. It's not that hard at all.
Yeah, but, we had looked at doing this, and my wife, decided that she didn't want to go with canning, that she wanted to go with freezing stuff. So we've been that's what we've been doing. But, if the power goes out and doesn't come back on,
that's right.
The people with the cans are going to continue to eat. The people with the freezers are going to eat very quickly and then not have anything.
Right. So do you use these hotbeds? Do you employ this tactic?
Well, I just learned about it this past spring. Obviously, I got my grandfather. We're gonna learn it this next spring, early spring. But
are you gonna dig? You're gonna dig this this bed this out this fall, though, right?
Oh yeah, you wait for the sun to hit the water hose. You use the water hose. Use a mattock and a hoe or a mattock and a shovel. It doesn't matter.
What is a mattock?
Mattock. It's a I don't know how to explain it over the air.
Is it an auger or something?
A pickaxe.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys know what a pickaxe is, right?
Yes.
I know that I've dug some holes up here, and I don't want to dig anymore. I can tell you that.
If you have to, you're going to do what you got to do, right?
If I'm going to dig this, I'm going to dig it with a backhoe.
There you go.
Get the neighbor to come over.
Backhoes rely on diesel, and, our current administration's trying to destroy that, so...
The next one isn't going to be any better. Justin, thank you for the call. Appreciate the tips. And I know many people are looking at their own gardens, and they certainly ought to be. Yeah, if nothing else, do yourself the favor and grow tomatoes.
There you go.
Fresh tomatoes. There's nothing like them. They're easy to grow.
Oh, I don't like tomatoes fresh, but...
What?
Yeah, freak.
You don't like fresh tomatoes? That's incredible.
This is Free Talk Live.
A As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. Gold.freetalklive.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call. 855-450-FREE. Also, check out our listen lines. We've got our listening options. It's listen.freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, radio stations. You can see all the radio stations we're on, satellite, webcam, listen lines. All these options are available to you. You can go check them out at listen.freetalklive.com. Also, check out the AMP program while you're there. It's amp.freetalklive.com. It's a way for you to support what Free Talk Live is doing. Join our little club and get some perks. Your money will go towards advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live. That's where we get the AMP name. And the perks, you know, you'll get this the commercial-free podcast, AMP call-in line. There's an AMP forum on the VBS. It's amp.freetalklive.com. You know that the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know that at some point a new currency will take over. Wouldn't you like to be on the ground floor of that currency? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world. Find out more by visiting weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Check out weusecoins.org. You can learn more about them there. So, JJ, we were going on to a another story. Is
That's
that correct?
Right. Yes, this story comes from rawstory.com. Police officer seeks criminal charges against woman who videotaped police beating. That's right.
So police officer seeks criminal charges against a woman who taped a police beating.
That's right. A police officer from Springfield, Massachusetts, has filed an application for a criminal complaint against a woman who recorded his fellow officer beating a black suspect while he stood by, according to the Republican.
Okay.
In November of 2009, Tarisha Green made a 20-minute recording of now-retired Springfield patrolman Jeffrey A. Asher repeatedly beating Melvin Jones III with a flashlight during a traffic stop. The recording shows a group of other officers standing around Jones without intervening. Jones was partially blinded in one eye from the attack and had bones all over his face broken. The officers claim that Jones grabbed one of their guns as they tried to arrest him, and that Asher struck Jones with his flashlight in order to disorient him.
Now, I want you to try to imagine for a second that a police officer says, for whatever reason, you know, it could be any reason, they didn't like the things that you said, you know, your skin color upset them, you know, you were being belligerent with them, whatever. They said, you just tried to grab my gun, and then they begin to beat you. If there's no videotape, who are they going to believe?
If there's no videotape and no witnesses that can't be impeached or intimidated to the point of not talking, they're going to believe the police, because the judge, the prosecutor, the police, the court system, they all work for the same person or the same paycheck.
It seems that way. You know, I mean, you don't want to believe it, but... You know, when I was this week, maybe it was last week. Last week, when my co-host Ian, our normal number one co-host here, or number one host here, he is in jail because he had a court case and where he stood in front of a police car because he felt that they were doing something unjust, and he's got a 90-day sentence. He asked the judge who he represents. The judge said he represented the state.
That's right.
Now, the state was the one that was prosecuting Ian, so if the judge represents the state, and the state is the attorney that's prosecuting Ian, then it's pretty obvious whose side the judge is on.
Oh, yeah. Well, the judge has an interest in seeing the court system continue. He has an interest in seeing cases because it justifies his job and his paycheck. Now, if the judge wanted to, actually had an interest for real justice and wanted to see these victimless crimes not processed or not put into his courtroom, then he wouldn't really have a job then. He'd be just waiting around for the few criminal complaints. And in Keene, in this area, there aren't a whole lot of criminal activity. There are some, but relative.
The burglaries, the rapes, the murders,
right.
You know, these kind of
things.
They
happen. They definitely do.
They certainly happen, but they're not the largest percentage of what judges deal with on a day-to-day basis.
That's right.
Mostly they're dealing with drug crimes, traffic situations, victimless crimes, crimes.
Well, there is a part of the judge's job that's devoted to things like divorce and contract sort of disputes and that sort of stuff. And in those cases, you know, a contract dispute between two people and over business or whatever, I think that's a valid sort of place for. Well,
somebody who
mediator or arbitrator, sure. I don't know if the state judge is the appropriate person. I'd rather see a private arbiter or a private mediator. But
I think you're going to get better customer service out of an arbitrator. You know, when it comes to the monopolistic civil court system,
exactly.
It is designed so that the rich and powerful are able to slam and destroy those that aren't. And you know, it's very, 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 very difficult to get justice out of that.
Right. So the claim of the officers, going back to the story, the officers claimed that Jones grabbed one of their guns as they tried to arrest him, and that Asher struck Jones with his flashlight in order to disorient him. But a grand jury rejected that claim, finding no evidence that Jones behaved aggressively towards them.
And they found that why?
Because of the video.
Okay.
So Michael Cedergren, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right, was one of the four officers disciplined for the incident. He was suspended for 45 days. Cedergren claims Green violated the state's wiretapping laws by recording him without his consent. Now remember, this is the same state and the same laws that Pete Nedamo faced down in Greenfield.
Mm.
If Officer Cedergren feels his rights were violated under the law, then he has an opportunity to make his case in court just like everyone else, Cedergren's lawyer said.
I sincerely hope what this results in is, the overturning of these stupid wiretap laws. You know, the premise of them is that somebody who doesn't know that they're being recorded shouldn't be being recorded. And I can see why somebody might decide that that's a good idea. What it's turning into is that police are saying you cannot audio record us doing our business, mm-hmm. whatever that might be. Usually it is something, they're not worried about them saving kittens from trees. They're worried about them being videotaped blinding some guy because they're lying about him going for their gun.
Right. Think about it. If the police were doing something that was noble and that was great, they wouldn't have a problem with you videotaping it and putting it on the internet so that they can show other people, look what I did. Like if you said rescuing a kitty cat from a tree or something like that. Yeah, get that on tape so I can show my daughter that what I was doing.
You notice how this guy, this despicable human being that was involved in this, how he...
Michael Cedergren.
He is protected from a lawsuit himself by, this limited immunity that police officers enjoy in doing their job and, that protect them from responsibility for their own actions. He's able to be protected there, but he can file a lawsuit directly against this woman. So this woman couldn't file a lawsuit against him because of the badge he wears. And he only got 45-day suspension, right?
Yeah.
I mean, big...
He stood there and watched
this guy beat a man to the point that he was blind,
yes.
In one eye.
Face is fractured.
Lied. Disgusting. This guy should go to prison.
Yes. Yes, that's right. But instead, he was given a 45-day suspension. He went back to work, and then he retired with his retirement plan, of course, because state benefit package, that's what keeps him coming. That police force and the police state are still alive.
855-450-FREE.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 3733 if you need me to spell out those letters for you.
And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
It's a good thing I've got you here, JJ.
That's right.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. Well, you know, they're going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. It's the e-cigarette. You can get one from Vaporsmiths.com. It's one of the best-produced e-cigarettes out there. A lot of e-cigarettes that are being produced are just, well, junk, I'm afraid. Vaporsmiths has a much larger coil that vaporizes from, heating element, I guess. And this makes for, you know, a better experience. JJ, you're using one?
Yes, that's right.
And have you gotten your cartomizers yet?
I haven't gotten the cartomizers just yet.
Okay.
I do like how it draws, though. As far as the e-cigarettes, I've tried a couple, and it feels really solid. That's what I like.
You can get one. You can get the starter kit for, I think it's, you buy 40 cartomizers. I think they're $69 or $70 or something like that. All orders over $60 get free shipping, so you get free shipping. So that's a free starter kit and free shipping if you go to Vaporsmiths.com or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's a show about your calls. So let's go ahead and take them. We've got Joshua in Oklahoma. Joshua, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you, gentlemen?
Excellent.
Doing well.
What would you like to talk about?
Well, I'm maybe a little late to the game. I've been mystified about this whole wiretapping thing since I have a degree in motion picture producing, and we had to study the law about shooting pictures. And the Supreme Court decided a long time ago that you have a constitutional right to film or audio anything which can be seen or heard from public property or your own property.
Interesting. Okay.
That's, as far as I know, that has never been overturned.
Do Do you have any? So you heard this in college. I guess you don't have any idea that it's whether you know what case this is. This might be.
No, I could probably dig it up, but would any judges actually care?
You know, this happens over and over and over again, where in fact you know, people show case law to judges and police, and they just don't seem to give a flying flip at a rolling donut what it says. That much is true, but it's nice to be able to know.
I think
in Oklahoma, the law says specifically that you have a right to record any conversation to which you are a party, even if the other party thinks that it's confidential.
Okay. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, that makes, you know, both. I guess when you're talking about citizens, I can kind of see this, you know, there's been conversations I've had in my life that I wish that wouldn't have been broadcast or something like that, certainly, where I was, you know, may not have been acting as upright and just as I should have. Maybe I was, you know, inebriated. Maybe I was talking bad, gossiping about somebody. Who knows? I mean, certainly there's instances when it would have made me stung really hard if that conversation was recorded and I didn't know that it was. But, you know, at the same time, it's what someone said. It's reality.
Yes.
So it's not like one's lying or misrepresenting something. So I'm kind of torn on the issue of citizens doing this, you know, individuals, free people doing this to each other. But when it comes to the government people, you're on talking about public servants, supposedly, on public property, receiving public money, doing the public's will, and they can't be recorded by the public?
Yeah, that's absurd. I think.
Well,
Go ahead.
I have another question. Every time I see one of these, the person with the camera makes it obvious what they're doing.
Yeah.
Why do they not, especially when they're working in teams, you can, for $80, you get a video camera with a 200x optical zoom, film it from 50 yards away, and put a remote mic on the guy.
Sure.
And keep your stay out of it.
Well, a lot of the actors.
They also have on your person mini mics and stuff, mini cams.
Sure. There's a lot of technology that could benefit this, but a lot of the activists doing this stuff don't have the money for that technology.
Or they don't have it handy.
And in a lot of cases, or they're shooting with a regular video camera and they go out into the yard, like the lady in, I think, the Bronx or wherever it was, instead of shooting from the front porch or inside the window, with the window open and, you know, get everything. Because it's, in most of these cases, it's the action we need to see, not to hear the sound.
You know, I wonder, I think the sound can be so important in these instances because, you know, like the Rodney King situation. Now, admittedly, it was an amazing video that changed America, but it didn't have sound to it, and people always wondered, well, what happened beforehand? What was he saying? What, you know, this kind of, you know, those kind of things. And I always feel like sound is, you know, to me, if I had the option when I'm dealing with a police officer right there on me, I'd rather have sound than video.
Right. So you can record what he says to you, and if he lies to you, that would just simply help your case if it went to court.
How? They're allowed to lie to us. The judges don't care about that.
They certainly don't seem to care.
They don't seem to care, but a jury might.
No, and this is the problem the Soviet Union had. They had all these great rights in their constitution and laws, and the judges would not enforce them.
Yeah, the judges do what they want. It's the same thing with the police. They don't actually follow any specific laws. In fact, what they do is whatever they can get away with. And if they can't get away with it, they change procedure or they change policy or they get their buddy to do something and cover it up or whatever. But rarely are they held to account.
Sure. And even in the states where the law says that the corpus delicti, the body of a crime, requires an action, an intent, and a victim.
Right.
And there's no victim. There's no victim when you're speeding. You bring that up in court, and they say, we don't care.
Yeah, right. It's amazing, you know, that this is the case that, you know, common law was always based on there being a victim. I'm not saying the common law was, you know, by any means, you know, always just or anything like that. But when you compare these malum prohibitum laws to, you know, situations where people actually have, you know, they've been harmed, it's an entirely different thing. It's amazing the punishments could be so similar. You know, somebody can possess an item that's been banned by the government and receive sentences that are commensurate to people that have raped people, killed people, you know, done all kinds of heinous crimes and, you know, they're victims.
Worse. The average sentence for murder is a little over 5 years, and the average sentence for possession with intent to distribute is 4 times that.
It might be homicide. I think that if you figured that in, it would seem to me that that might be people tend to confuse homicide and murder. They sound so similar from the television shows. Joshua, I really thank you for the call today. It's enlightening. When it comes to these situations, I'm befuddled as to the average person thinks that it's fair that cops be recorded while they're on duty. But somehow or another, they're going to use this legal system to make it stop. I mean, here in New Hampshire, there's been multiple instances.
They don't even need to do that. All they need to do is intimidate people into not challenging that decision they made to arrest you for wiretapping. They just need to intimidate people into obedience and into being the slaves that they want them to be. And as long as that happens, they don't need to worry about laws or policy or procedure or any of that stuff because the slave won't put up a fight.
I'm getting a request here that people want to be updated, and I think we should do this. We did it earlier in the show, but people want to be updated what's going on with Ian. Ian is on day two of his 90-day sentence for standing in front of a police car some kind of obstruction of official duties or something like that. He stood there because he believed that they were taking somebody to jail unjustly. And we have been working on, maybe some long shots, people, of trying to get him out early. There's been some kind of, motion for reconsideration filed. I think we're going to try to do something, where I get a chance to testify that, or something like that. We're going to try whatever we can try, and hopefully it will turn out well. Likely he will get some kind of good time.
Yes.
He could do as little as, two-thirds of his
It's left up
days.
To Van Winkler, the jail superintendent, whom Ian has talked to and had many cordial conversations.
Yep.
That doesn't mean anything, though.
It doesn't
count on
anything. The smart money is on, these motions not doing anything, and then Ian getting out somewhere between 60 and 90 days from now, seems to me. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Would this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Yeah, if you give us a call real quick at 855-450-FREE, we might be able to slip you in. But, you know, we were talking about this situation where this cop is, well, suing this woman over her videotaping him and his cohorts stand around while one cop beat a man blind,
yes,
in one eye, for, they say, reaching for his gun, but she had the videotape, and this didn't happen.
That's right.
So, what this resulted in was, well, this poor police officer, that all he did was stand there while another one of his cohorts, well, he's one of the good guys. Remember,
right.
He didn't beat anybody, and this is what you'll get told all the time, is, well, most cops are good. If this is true, then, okay, it's a statement that I tend to want to believe. I do.
Right.
If this is true, then did it just so happen that this guy that beat this man blind and then lied about him going for his gun?
Right.
He just happened upon, well, how many cops were in this group?
There's four officers.
Four officers, one standing around, or four officers?
There was three other officers that watched, and the one that had done the beating.
Strangely, he ends up with the three officers in the department that would stand around while he beat somebody blind and then lie about it for him.
Yes.
I mean, you know, this is what we would be told to believe. Now, I heard... I've recently talked to a friend who, you know, has some strong connections to law enforcement, said that, he believes that maybe 20-25% of officers are corrupt, that the other 70 or so is basically, just people there for paychecks that'll, do anything they're told, and that 5% are the good guys.
Wow.
And I really do, and I don't know, that's just some number he gave, and I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. I frankly do not. But when I see situations like this guy is suing this woman.
Yes, for criminal criminal charges, of course.
Oh, I thought this was a civil situation. She's being charged criminally, so he's not even paying for it. You're right. So you're right. This would be the violation of the wiretap, so it's a criminal charge. You know, trying to get this woman on criminal charges for catching him stand around while one of his brethren committed a felony. Yes.
I mean, if you ever needed an example of why cameras are good and why wiretapping laws ought to be stricken down, this is the perfect example. Because what you get is accountability, you get transparency, you get what actually happened as opposed to what the thin blue line tells you happened.
You know, I think that it seems to me that if we're going to have these guys that are called police officers, that they should have a camera embedded in their badges with a microphone.
Yes.
That a microphone and camera should be uploaded, streamed directly to a website that is viewable by all citizens in that town, I guess everywhere, but, you know, if you're paying this guy's paycheck, as far as I'm concerned, you've got the right to know what he's doing, at least on duty. If his camera isn't running, then he should be immediately, deal with, a suspension. There should be, progressive punishments for a deputy or whatever term they wish to use for these guys that doesn't have his camera running. And I think that you'd have a much higher level of accountability. I also think they should be able to be sued for their actions. Not just sue the city, because if the city gets sued and it loses, it's the taxpayer that has to pay for it.
Right. Exactly.
That's disgusting.
That's
you know,
right.
these guys get all kinds of benefits. They get all kinds of pensions and all this other stuff.
Yep.
I just find it very, very frustrating and despicable, and I can't imagine how it is that we continue to put up with it over time.
Because a lot of people find it's much easier to bury their heads and to look the other way than to do anything. Now, in this case, there is one officer doing the beating and three officers standing by doing nothing. Now, which of those officers is the good one? I mean, they all say cops are good. What, not stopping the beating? I mean, wouldn't a good person be like, listen, dude, you stop beating him in the face with your flashlight and let's just arrest him and take him down to the station? I mean, wouldn't that what a good cop would be doing?
Yeah, at the very least, stopping the guy from beating him. Now, a good cop would have arrested the cop that hit that guy and then claimed
him. Well, but then he might have been a dead cop because his buddies might have took issue with that.
But this is what we would have, this is what callers so often would have us believe. And,
yes.
You know, I get farther and farther, and maybe I shouldn't. I try my very best not to, but I get farther and farther from believing that a good cop can actually exist.
I know what you're saying.
That they are not run out on a rail.
I would love to see video on the internet or wherever. I don't care where you show me the video, but I want to see video of a good cop doing something just good.
Oh no, there's lots of that.
Okay,
you see that I don't actually believe that people are good or bad. I think that they all have good and bad in them. But for one to be a good cop, in my opinion, one must enforce the law in a fair and just fashion. And it would be only fair and just that he would arrest immediately. Pull his gun and say, get down on the ground. What are you doing? You hit that guy. He didn't do anything to you. You can't use that kind of force. What? Get on your ground. Get, I said, get on the ground. You pull that weapon, I will put this bullet right in your face right now, mister.
And he's like, Teddy, slow down, man. We're all friends here.
None of that. Right? None of that. that's what a good cop would do. And
unfortunately,
I don't know if humans are even capable of this. This is what I really wonder about, because people tend to think in groups. They're kind of a tribal beast, and I don't think they can be good. I don't think that humans can be trusted.
You've been in activist situations before, and you've seen a lot of activists do things. Now, I don't know how many times you've been around when they swooped in and arrested someone or anything like that, but if one of the activists were to get violent or do something wrong, then and others would step in and stop this person from either harming someone else or damaging some other property. And I know there's several people who would do that exact thing.
Yeah, sure.
In fact, we've sat there and there's someone yelling at the police, cussing at him, and you're like, listen, calm down, man. Just calm down a little bit. Let's back up a second and try to maintain some sort of peaceful composure. You know, so the self-regulating mechanism isn't there within the police force. They have no incentive to regulate themselves nor hold each other accountable because there is no incentive. No one is punishing them, and there is no reward for doing it.
I, yeah, I, I don't know. You know, when I'm listening, I'm thinking about yesterday when in Ian's trial, they had several videos that were filmed by activists, and they used them as evidence against Ian in his trial. Now, I've got no problem with this, evidence being portrayed, but this is this is in the same courtroom that activists have been disallowed from having, cameras. In the same court building, activists have been disallowed from having cameras because one activist asked some questions to a judge in a very calm voice. The judge had him arrested for a felony of threatening.
Yep.
And the video was out there, and it was shown that, the guy lied. That his interpretation of the situation was not consistent with reality.
Yep.
Then they're like, well, we can handle this. We'll just not let cameras anywhere near our bureaucrats
anymore. That's right. You see how his judge friends covered for him by eliminating all cameras from now on.
Believe me, if you would have charged a judge with threatening, you likely would have been put in jail immediately for until it was investigated. And if you had proof, then maybe you could do something with like video or something like that. But, this judge, this happened. Nothing has happened to him. I'm not saying I want things to happen to him.
Right.
I'm just saying that this is all messed up. You know, they'll claim that they don't want you videotaping, but then they'll use the videotape as evidence against you. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, it's part of our class system. You know, that the police are at one level above the peons and the serfs, and then above them is the judges. And the police don't want to mess with the judges.
And the politicians are up there somewhere,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, somewhere in the hierarchy is the politicians and, the governor and various bureaucrats.
And the only thing that is an equalizer with these folks are cameras and
yes.
audio recordings. These are the only, when you can catch them doing their dirt, and you can put it on the internet, and you can get it into that cable network news cycle, it changes everything. But and they know that. They know that that's the thing that crumbles their power and their legitimacy. And, the more they fight it, rather than just, acting like they're accountable for what they do, acting in a reasonable fashion, they're going to fight this. And that's what I find so disgusting about it. That's why I say, where are the good cops? Where are the good judges? Really?
Yeah.
These people are hiding from cameras, and I'm supposed to believe that they're good people?
Thanks a lot. All this is JJ.
And Mark.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.